Okay, what did you get?
No, Larry's here.
Here, present.
Okay, we got her. Let's start her and get out of here. Where are you?
Yeah, right on. Hey, hi, how are you?
Fifty-second meeting of House CNRH today is Thursday, the 23rd of April at 1:45 p.m. And open the record, Representative Foster, Representative Betty Davis, Representative Baker, Representative Mackey, Representative Gonzalez are present. On the agenda before us today is House Bill 390, Act providing for the issuance of general obligation bonds in the amount of $313,575,000 for the purpose of paying the cost of acquiring, constructing, reconstructing, and equipping public schools and providing for an effective date. This bill was held over from last week as it was reported back from the subcommittee which had the bill for, it was reported back to us by the chairman with no recommendation and brought back to us for discussion purposes. We had a meeting on it and I obviously had an objection to it. But I noted the importance of doing a bond package for schools. So we had, was referred back to another subcommittee of which I sat on as well. I met with the sponsor of the bill and I'm going to recommend that we move the Hess version of the bill as we discussed in the last committee meeting. That was an option to move the Hess. And I'm not in favor of moving the other draft because I feel very strongly that the bill, the Hess version of the bill addresses the priority ones and priority twos, all of them. There's no politics involved. The thing was, the system was put in place by the legislature to deal with the school construction needs in the state that based on priority, and they have a scoring system and rank, and that's the way it was put together. Some of the reasons as stated by the sponsor that the bill was changed was to allow for some changes in the schools to Anchorage to, because of the low percentage number, there was objections from, I know from Representative Baker and from other Anchorage legislators that the number for Anchorage was too low in order to get the Anchorage support needed to come up. But in the process of it, rural Alaska especially took an extreme hit by losing about $17 million in my district alone and goes on and on. We need to have some discussion on it again as Representative Baker indicated that the subcommittee was in some sort of agreement, but I know who the subcommittee members told me that wasn't the case. I want to move a bond package up to finance so it can be considered with the rest of the bond packages. We're running out of time, but I felt personally the other one was unacceptable. Representative Davis?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to say that I agree that we should move a bond package up to finance because we're running out of time. If you can recall, that was my suggestion that we went with the Hess version the last time because that was the last one that had been acceptable to the group when it was put into the finance into a subcommittee. I still want to go on record to say, and I'm not trying to make any threats or say anything about what will happen to this bill, but if you really expect for a bond package to pass, I do believe that we still need to be pushing for the money for House Bill 37 to fund those priority needs that they claimed that they were going to do under 37. And that money ought to be in the capital budget to do that. And that if we're going to do bonding, we ought to go back to the concept of building new schools and not all these updates and other things that they do. And besides that, this list now is no longer the priority list within the district. And I tell you folks, you can say whatever you want to about making the list be more acceptable to everybody throughout the state. There's a whole lot of things that I've taken into consideration. And since I've been down here this year and a half, I have always thought about the needs of the whole state at large, not just urban. I vote for rural issues and all kinds of issues. And I tell you what, if a bond proposal is going to pass, it's going to have to meet some of the needs of the people in the urban area. And I'm not just saying Anchorage. I mean all of the urban areas would have to come out and vote for this in order for a package like this to start. To pass, and in order for them to vote for it, it's got to be something on there that would be acceptable to it. And so I would like for us to move the Hess version. I would hope that whatever difference can be worked out in the finance. I think that's the appropriate place for it to work in the first place. I thought that all that we needed to do was look to see if the guidelines for Caribbean Interregional Affairs were met as far as this committee and move on. So I would be supported to move the Hess version out.
Okay.
Okay, Representative Baker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I apologize, we were in caucus when the last meeting on this was held, and you know, I was on the subcommittee, and I understand your statement. I just want to reflect on the record that my recommendation when it came out of committee, and I thought there was consensus, is that we rework the list more equitably, meet the needs of kids throughout the state. The list in the Hess version does not meet the priorities of my community, and I appreciate Representative Davis pointing that out as well, because the list is outdated. It's not current. We had testimony in front of our subcommittee by DOE that pointed that out. We had testimony from our school district that pointed that out. And so what's included in the Hess version is not appropriate for our community. Secondarily, and probably more importantly, that Representative Davis pointed out, we do have 42% of the children that we're trying to educate. We have 42% of the vacant the buildings that we need. And if we're going to expect any bond package to be approved by the voters, with 42% of the voters sitting there, if we don't treat our occupancy needs properly, no bond issue is going to pass the muster with the voters. And that's just a hard, cold fact. So, you know, I support the concept of bonding. I thought that we'd reached a compromise so that we could all move the bill forward and hopefully get a ballot and get it approved by the voters. But, you know, I'm not going to stand in the way, but I want the record to clearly reflect that I don't support the Hess version. I support the concept. I support what we did in the subcommittee, and because I think that we're in deep trouble and we won't get enough votes to build one school any place in the state, and that would be a real tragedy. So I know it's a dilemma, Mr. Chairman, but I hope you appreciate my frustration. And I really want bonds to be approved, and I want our kids to be housed. We need 5 elementary schools today in our community, and we can't do it with a Hess version, you know, because we can never get you enough votes to be able to get one school in your district or Richard's district or Johnny's or Betty's or mine. You know, we're not going to get one school built for you with the Hess version. And I'm sorry, but that's the way it is. So I won't stop you from moving the bill, but I want to be clearly on the record that I don't think you're going to get the Hess bill through, because I mean, you may get it through, but you're not going to get it past the muster of the voters unless we do what we tried to do in our subcommittee. Thanks.
Well, I'd be happy to keep the bill in the committee then. Representative Foster?
Well, I was going to say that no matter what we do at this committee level, it goes on the finance, and it could be all rural or all urban or priority one or priority 10. It doesn't make any difference what we do here, I guess, is what I'm trying to say, because finance is going to take it and rip it all up and then start pulling stuff out and putting stuff back in. Whether it's the Hess version, our version, this other version, if you want to go ahead and just move it out to expedite it, then I'll go ahead and move right now that we move this bill out, CSHB 390, within the Joe recommendation.
That's fine. I just need to, you know, and I wasn't aware, first of all, that what Representative Baker pointed out, that the list was outdated as far as the priority ones and twos. Originally, when this package was brought forth to the legislature and passed out of the Hess committee, it was based on the assumption that it's going to be priority ones and priority twos. That's what reflected the $313 million, was all priority ones and all priority twos. Now, the schools that were in there for Anchorage, I understand from Representative Baker that some of those schools shouldn't be on the list any longer because some of those priorities have changed and there's an update. I have no problem with updating the Anchorage schools that are supposed to be on their priority ones and priority twos. What I do have a problem with is saying, well, there's not enough for Anchorage, so we're going to have to go back and come up with a new system, which clearly takes $77 million more out of rural Alaska in order to put $77 million more in there for Anchorage to make Anchorage feel better about it. My understanding was we're going to go with the priority ones and priority twos, which are determined by DOE, which is not political. It's not based on how many votes one person thinks might be at the ballot box or anything else. It's based on what's truly needed as a priority one and priority two for this state. And that's the reason the legislature went to that system. Under that concept, I think that's a great plan. If we go in and originally, I mean, even in this Hess version, there's $250 million out of the $313 million of schools that are for urban Alaska, $63 million for rural Alaska. I don't have a problem with that number if that's what the true needs of the priority ones and priority twos are. But if we're going to say, well, we need to have all these bills before the Anchorage people are going to support it, or if we come back as rural people and say, well, we got to have these schools or Bush isn't going to support it, then we're going to get into a hell of a problem. If we just say all priority ones and priority twos, if there's a problem with the list, maybe we need to correct the list. And maybe we need to make those changes, which is understandable. But I can't go along, and I will not go along with something that's going to be just for political purposes. Because that's the reason the Hospital 37 system was put into place. However, I, you know, if I was in your position, I would probably feel the same way as you.
Thank you.
But I'm not.
I want to point out that it was also pointed out at the last committee hearing that the list was not up to date as far as what Anchorage had resubmitted. However, just to go ahead and plug those numbers, those schools in there, would not meet the requirements of 37. Those things have to be approved by DOE. So it's no need of us holding here trying to plug something in, because you have already decided that you want to go with the list, so we go with the list the way it is.
Right.
And send it on to the next person. Sticking those names in there, then you would have already usurped going through DOE, having them prioritize if they're priority ones, twos, threes, or whatever they are. So it's no need to do that. So we just need to move the bill.
No, that's not what I was suggesting. Representative Baker told me that this list that's reflected in this bill is not accurate to what the DOE's priority ones and priority twos are.
Mr. Chairman, maybe to clarify that, what has happened is items that were on this, we have someone from DOE here that can speak to that, there are items that were still remain on the DOE list that we, through internal bonds in our community, had built some of the things. And so that we had done some of the things, they were still sitting on the priority 1, priority 2, priority 18 list of DOE. And so they naturally should come off, but DOE didn't know that we now had a financing vehicle that didn't take care of some of those things internally. So, I mean, Representative Davis is right, you're right, and I just wanted the record to be totally clear, so that, and I'm not going to object to moving the bill. I just wanted us to have the record clear, so that.
And again, the only thing that I'm saying is what I would like to see, and I'm only one, but what I would like to see is us move an accurate priority 1 and priority 2 list from DOE. Not what the Anchorage caucus's priorities are, not what the Bush caucus's priorities are, or any individual legislator, including myself or anyone else, but an actual priority 1 and priority 2 list from DOE. That's what I think is sellable to the legislature for nothing, otherwise they would have never enacted that system. It was my understanding you said this, what's reflected in this bill is not an accurate DOE, and maybe we should have DOE tell us if this is an accurate, in the Hess version, if this is an accurate DOE priority 1 and priority 2 list.
It is, sir.
It is.
Thank you. It's their priority, but not ours.
Well, that's where we draw the line between politics and process. And that's where I have a problem with it. So,
there's no point in bickering.
Let's move the bill.
So, you know, I'll accept the motion to move the bill, move the Hess version.
Already did.
Any other comments? Any objection to the motion? It's ordered. Meeting adjourned.
Well, did I come at the right time?
No, you did. For the record, Representative Phillips is here also. That's a perfect attendance record to be hacked.